This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm awesome because I spent pretty much the better part of the day yesterday listening to this radio station and how excited Met fans are, and we should be. I mean, quite frankly, I would buy tickets to see Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom, assuming that they're all healthy and there's no dead arm issues and all this other stuff going on. I mean, this is worth their they are worth their weight in what they're being paid. And Scherzer's being paid to be a star. He is the highest paid player on average in the history of the league. It's my owner who ended up spending over $254 million already this offseason. And he brings in, you know, one of the bulldogs. I mean, one of the true bulldogs as a starting pitcher. And when you look at his overall career statistics, the guy always takes the ball. The guy always shows up. You know, I would say that the Dodgers did to him what the Milwaukee Brewers did to CC Sabathia. They just wore his ass out.
Well,
they used him in every situation that they possibly could because of the Trevor Bauer situation and because Kershaw was hurt. So he was the guy that they went out and got, and hopefully, you know, we're gonna hopefully win the World Series, and it was all gonna be on his shoulders and his arm. So I think that's one of the reasons why we saw a little bit of a dead arm situation towards the end of the year, but. For me, anyway, as a Met fan, I can't remember being this excited. I heard people talking about, you know, the acquisition of Gary Carter, the acquisition of Keith Hernandez, the acquisition of Mike Piazza. Feels because it was Mike Piazza and it was because it was a backstop that we've never had before, I felt like this was that kind of thing. Like, this is Scherzer. This is the highest paid player by average in the majors. And for me, it was like, my owner is actually spending money. Now, whether or not he's spending it the right way, I don't really care. It's his money. All I know is that I'm going to have two of the best pitchers in baseball wearing the uniform that I root for. And I can imagine that within the body of the team, and just within the body of the, think about this, the impact that it will have on the other pitchers that will be watching both of these guys go to work, you know, every 2 days. Anyway, every time they come out. So I do believe that Jacob is the ace of the staff. I know that's all about politics and perceptions, all that crap. I think both of them will get along fabulously. I think that they're both bulldogs. I think that they are the ones that set the culture in that clubhouse. And I love where this team is headed. I really do. I think we all should be excited. We should all be like, we're finally here. We're $254 million into the offseason.
Yeah, and it's interesting where they spent the money. They spent the money on veterans with track records who are known clubhouse guys, not the younger type of player that you give the 10-year deal to that, they did that last year with Lindor, but I mean, that's where the Mets felt like they needed to change things. So Michael Conforto, not going to be here. Marcus Stroman, most likely not going to be here. Javi Baez on the verge of signing with the Detroit Tigers. You know, they identified some guys who were underachieving on the field or maybe not giving them what they wanted off the field and said, no, we're going to spend our money elsewhere and we're going to spend it on guys that are great clubhouse guys that have a track record, that are veterans, because that's the direction we want to go. And I give them credit for that. I also give him credit for not going the extra mile with Noah Syndergaard. The guy's been a rumor. So the things that I was worried about going into this offseason where the Mets were going to bring back everybody because they thought that they were better than they were, the exact opposite happened. And I give him a ton of credit for that. Identifying that it wasn't working and going in the complete opposite direction. And the Scherzer one really was more than a cherry on top. I mean, it was the significant shift change in the organization.
There is no question about that. They wanted to change the inner dynamics of that clubhouse. There's no denying that now. And you could see it. And I think you hit the nail right on the head when you talk about the way this team. Now, this team came out of spring training last year, and it seemed like it was really a harmonious team. Everybody, to a man, wanted Lindor to get that big contract. If you remember, Pete Alonso talking about this guy's a great ball player. Give him $400 million.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody was on the same page coming out of training camp or spring training. Something happened. Something happened, whether it be the McNeil-Lindor dust-up or something went on in that locker room that just set this franchise back. And I think that whatever that was, whatever the buildup was, whatever it was, maybe it was a manager that couldn't handle all that, which now, by the way, is the next thing for the Mets. And I'm sure that Billy Epler is going through a litany of candidates and trying to find the right guy for this group of players, and which is going to be important because this is where if you do have a novice sitting in that manager seat, he's the one that's got to navigate all the relationships. He's the one that, you know, Joe Torre did a great job with that. I think Aaron Boone does a great job with that. So whoever they bring in here as a manager, one of their big priorities, one of the big responsibilities that they have is to make sure that there is a harmonious dugout and locker room. And that's something that Luis Rojas, I don't think, really attended to very well.
Oh, clearly. I mean,
I think the players liked him, and I think that they...
Maybe too much.
Yeah, but there has to be somebody... Somebody who's been through the wars before that knows how to navigate all of those things. And unfortunately for Luis, it's just I just felt like he was in over his head and things kind of got out of control. And I'm glad he landed with the Yankees. I really am. I'm glad that he's in Major League Baseball. He's got obviously a very important position for the Yankees. And he'll learn. And he'll be a manager again one day. And hopefully he won't make the same mistakes that he made with the Mets. And he'll learn from his experience. But that locker room was a mess. You know that. I know that. And obviously,
thank God they knew that.
Yeah.
I was afraid that they didn't know that.
You know, it's interesting. Like, once the Rangers season was over last year, and I can point to 10 different things that happened towards the end of the
last... Oh, wow. Boomer weaved hockey into this conversation.
And the reason I weave hockey into the situation, because it basically mirrors what the Mets are doing. You know, the Rangers felt like they had to do something about their toughness. They had to do something about their edge. They had to do something about, you know, having their best player being ragdolled by one of your, you know, your chief antagonizers in the NHL. So they went out and they did something about it, and it's already paying dividends. The Mets are doing the same thing. They're doing the exact same thing. You know what? We got to get people in here that are going to be good people, that are going to be solid veterans, that are going to lead by example. You know, Max Scherzer doesn't need to walk into a dugout and announce that he's here, you'll know that he's here. He's that great. He's that respected. So I think this is it's a great signing. Like I said, it's not my money. I don't really care. All I care about is whether or not he's going to take the ball at least 30 times this year. And if he takes the ball 30 times this year and he pitches his normal six innings, he's going to be making $240,000, about $241,000 per inning.
Per inning. Which is an insane amount of money that kind of makes you sick if you think about it.
Well, but there's a reason for that. He's one of the greatest pitchers in today's game.
Yeah,
and
sure,
he's being paid for not only for what he does in the mound, what he does in the locker room, and how he excites a fan base that is longing for having a guy like him on your team.
Now, this is one of those I'm going to go buy tickets moves for fans who have maybe been dormant for a little bit.
That's true.
Me personally.
Sponsorships.
Yeah.
Skyboxes.
Those things.
The whole thing.
Now,
parking.
For a lot of the fan base, I'm sure yesterday was like, I want to get tickets. I want to get tickets. Even Black Friday with the three moves that they made. I want to go and get tickets. You know, for me, I'm a little bit of a tougher sell. Like, I got to see this team start playing well and winning. And then, you know, you think maybe midseason around the All-Star break, if they are a team that's contending and winning and doing it consistently, you know, then I'll buy back in. I'm so beaten down by everything that has gone on with this team that I need to see the results on the field first before I did crown them.
Well,
but that's just me. I mean, everybody else has been crowning them the last 24 hours, which is great. They did what we wanted them to do, but you know, this just the tossing around of the money doesn't mean that they're going to go and win the division and win a World Series.
The proof is in the performance. We know that. And I just, all I know is that my team and owner are winning the offseason right now by spending the money that we all wanted them to spend in past years. And they have, look, I will tell you this, to the Will Pons defense, they always try to go out and get the number one guy. You know, they had Harvey.
Well,
they
not,
had,
not always. I mean, well, there was a time there after Madoff.
But I understand that. But when they signed Jason Bay, they signed Bobby Bonilla, they went after, they brought guys in. They brought guys in. I mean, like, the team has always brought guys in. They just have never really been able to sustain it like the Yankees have sustained it. Now, the Yankees haven't won a World Series. I understand that. But you know what? They sustain excellence. They win every year. They're always at the tip of everybody's tongue in the middle of baseball season because there's always something going on with them, and they play an important part in the baseball community around here without question. They are the team. But now, all of a sudden, we have an owner that is willing to spend money to blow through the luxury tax cap, and right now it looks like it's going to be somewhere around $20 to $30 million extra he's going to end up paying because of that luxury tax cap, assuming it stays where it is, depending on what happens with the CBA talks.
Sure, absolutely, which is another thing that's going to turn everybody off. Right now, baseball is riding high. Everybody's talking about the salaries, and the teams and fan bases excited about their new signings, and it's all going to come to a screeching halt in a couple of days. But nothing says money talks more than this Mets situation. The Mets have been a team that's been underachieving for the most part. They haven't been in the playoffs in a number of years. They don't have a manager yet. It took them forever to get a general manager. It's not like New York is the destination of all destinations right now. I mean, this is all about the money. You know, this is the classic, it's all about the money.
100% it is.
Max Scherzer, there's no way if all things were equal he'd be choosing the Mets. Absolutely not. But Steve Cohen doesn't make things equal. He makes things desirable by one thing and one thing only, which is the money.
Well, if you want your owner to spend money and you want them to spend it on the right people, hopefully we got it right. Hopefully he's got it right. Hopefully Billy Epler's got it right. Hopefully they'll get the right manager in here. But this is, yesterday was a great day, man. It was fun. It was just fun listening to everybody. And whether you're a Yankee fan and you're, like, what is my team doing? Or you're a Met fan and you're like, man, our guy finally flexed his financial muscle. And not only did he flex it, I mean, he just shoved it right in everybody's face.
Well, you know what?
And as a Met fan, I'm like, damn, man, this is pretty good. I swear to God, before there were caps and all that other crap, they would spend money on the Knicks and they would spend money on the Rangers like crazy.
Yeah.
And, you'd always get big name guys in here, whether it be Gretzky, Messier, whether it be, Carmelo. They'd be trying to buy championships. They would spend the money on the teams, and it was exciting. And yesterday was an incredible day because you were saying it yesterday morning about how a number of these writers, the insiders, were saying that yesterday was going to be like a crazy day. And it may still even be crazy today and tomorrow before we get to Thursday. It was awesome. It was because you're trying to refresh and you're trying to see who's signing who, who's going where, what's happening, and how much money is it going to cost.
Well, I mean, there was a fan base with the Mets that has been disgusted. And I don't blame any fan for being disgusted. You know, the Met fan had, broken into two different sects. And one was the, don't worry, Steve Cohen's going to make it okay. And those guys ended up celebrating yesterday. And there was the other side that was like, I understand Steve Cohen is here, but God, last year was awful. And I was sort of in that camp.
Well, look, Jacob DeGrom got hurt last year.
Yeah, of course. But
and
there were so many other
things.
And
they tried with bringing Baez in here. They tried. But they're... When you lose your number one guy, and that number one guy is so important to your success, it's going to hurt your team. It's going to have that brutal effect that loss had on that locker room. It just did, and things spiraled out of control. And players that you thought were going to have good years had all off years together, and that's why I do give them credit for recognizing. Look, man. We're moving on.
I'm so happy that they're moving on from Conforto. I thought that was going to be, they were going to bring him back. He was a homegrown guy. They were going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, man, it was a bad year and a contract year, but we still believe in him. And they were just going to recycle that same mediocrity. Then they didn't. I mean, that to me is the most surprising thing, is the mentality change with the Mets. More so than even getting Scherzer here. It's the whole mentality change. Like, they didn't go the extra mile with Syndergaard with two innings in 2 years. They didn't bring back Conforto. They didn't just bring back Baez after the thumbs down thing because he was Lindor's best friend. Like, those are all the things I was so scared that they were going to do, and not one of them happened. You know, Stroman had a great year, but apparently Stroman was not the guy that they wanted in the clubhouse, said he was a bad influence, according to Andy Martino and others. So they decided, hey, we're not going to extend him a contract, at least not to this point. So, I mean, that right, recognizing the problems is a huge thing. Something I ask the Giants to do all the time.
All right,
Recognize your problems and fix them.
But this is why I'm telling you. This is why I pointed out the Rangers. Yeah. This is why I'm pointing out the Mets. And, you know, I don't know what the Giants are going to decide to do until you don't know until the season's over.
Yeah.
So they still have time to try to fix something and see whether or not they have a real quarterback of the future, whether or not their offensive line is going to be somewhat intact for the future to come if Andrew Thomas stays healthy. This is what all these teams have got to do. They have to identify where their weaknesses are, and they do have the money, and they do have the capability, and they do have the history. Most of these teams around here do anyway, to attract the best player at that position.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Yes, Max Scherzer is a Met. It's sort of weird looking at the graphics of just saw on one of these sports networks that we have on in here. We have CBS Sports Network, and seeing them put the graphic up of Max Scherzer's face and then, of course, the Mets logo. It doesn't seem real. At this point,
it's real, man. It is 100% real.
It is 100% real.
So you and I were talking during the break, you know, like, what is Steve Cohen? What's he doing here and everything? Well, you know, there's a number of things that are going on here at play. Number one, I do believe that now everybody knows who he is. He is a full-on celebrity. He is a guy that everybody is aware of. It's not just about SAC Capital, the record $1.8 billion fine by the SEC. It's not just 0.72 asset management. People in that world know who he is. They know what the way he does business, the way he, you know, goes after business, and he's an extremely competitive guy. And everybody in that business knows it. So I'm sure he has enemies in that business, and I'm sure that he has allies in that business.
Sure.
But what really separates him from that business is by owning a professional baseball team, especially one that he grew up idolizing and loving and being a fan of. You know, I still say owning a football team is that's the ultimate. That's the billionaire's boys club. You know, that if you can get into that, you know, group of people, that's saying something. But still, nonetheless, owning a big market franchise like the Mets with Citi Field and spending money like this, I mean, it's a lot
and
of this
is his own money that he's spending. There's no way he made money on the Mets.
But he also knows that the Mets are worth probably $2.5 to $3 billion. Which would be more than what he paid for the team. He also knows that if he ever wanted to sell it, he could easily sell it to somebody because somebody out there would want to buy it. There's very few people that could afford it, but there's in that world, they all know who each other is. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then the other aspect of all of this too, you know, he can run all of his personal finances through this thing. You know, and you know, he can avoid taxes and things of that nature. This is what they do with this. At that level of financial capabilities, you know, and he also creates hundreds of jobs. He's, you know, basically underwriting the entire thing over there. So he's paying the baseball players for sure, but all the support personnel, the amount of people that work for the Mets, the amount of people that work at Citi Field, you know, this is what capitalism is. This is how you generate all this stuff, and you generate excitement by signing people like Max Scherzer. I mean, this is like an awesome morning. Yesterday was a great day to listen to this radio station, man. Yeah. I mean, fans are fired up all over the place. And then there's the collateral damage. And the collateral damage, okay, Yankees, what are you doing?
Right, of course, yeah.
Well, they got to sign Rizzo first. And just so you know, they do think that Aaron Hicks is their center fielder.
Yeah, shortstop is what we're talking about.
Just like we tend to forget that we have Robinson Cano on our roster.
Well, I mean, these guys have been invisible, but yeah, of course, you have to remember that. But it's all about the shortstop at this point, and the options are becoming more and more limited. Where are we at today, Jerry? Where are we at in the sickness meter?
Home studio. Well, that's a good question, because as Eddie and Al will tell you, I feel like I woke up feeling pretty darn good in the last 20 minutes. Not so great.
What is with you in these peaks and valleys with this sickness?
Well, I don't know, but I did go to the doctor. I am on meds, and she told me she thought by Wednesday I'd be good to go. So
okay. Which
here
is tomorrow. Yes.
Tomorrow.
What'd
correct.
What'd they give you? A steroid? A prednisone?
Prednisone,
or yes. Oh, I love prednisone.
Look, and I got an inhaler.
Yeah.
And she also told me some of the over-the-counter stuff I was taking, wrong stuff.
You got an inhaler. Wow.
Yeah, I got an inhaler for my throat. Yeah, for the cough.
Did you have another COVID test?
I did, yeah.
You don't have the Omicron, right?
I was negative again at the lab yesterday.
Al was just... He wants you to be the first Omicron patient.
Well, that would be. I mean, listen, as long as I am vaccinated, as long as I come
Omicron.
Through it okay, that'd be kind of fun.
Omicron.
You know, I saw this on the news yesterday, not to go into this whole thing, but just quickly. They're like, things we don't know about Omicron, that if it's more deadly or if it's vaccine resistant or your natural immunity, like. They don't know that yet, but then everybody's acting as if it's the worst thing in the world,
so,
but we don't know.
I said to Al yesterday on the podcast, as I give a little pop to CBS, I thought they handled it beautifully over the weekend, not setting off panic alarms, by basically saying, you know, we don't know, this could be nothing, which I thought was good.
Well, by the way, you know, I did hear one of the South African doctors who is treating a number of patients that have this strain. And she's saying it's all mild. It's been all mild.
Good.
It's just been strain, and it's mild. And, you know, meanwhile, we have to shut down air travel again and all this other crap. And the
it's
hypocrisy.
Mask thing
ago
again in the
this
city.
Year ago. I mean, it's just, it's insufferable is what it is.
Yeah, I've had enough. I think we've all had enough. All right, Jerry, give us the sports, huh?
We are powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices. And we are also brought to you by H.L. Gross Jewelers. Shop H.L. Gross in Garden City or at hlgross.com. And you guys have run down the baseball for the most part. The only thing I'll add are his numbers, meaning Max Scherzer, 30 starts through Washington and L.A. last year, 15-4, ERA of 2.46, 236 strikeouts in 179 innings. According to reports, full no-trade clause. He does have an opt-out after the second year, which... I mean, if he opts out, that means he's gone basically 35-2 in 2 years. Also, the deal with Corey Seager to the Rangers. They got Semien and Seager. Seager gets 10 years, $325 million. And it looks like the Tigers are on the verge of signing Javi Baez to a 6-year deal. One other thing before we get to the Monday Night Football. The Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, leaving,
yeah.
According to multiple reports. He's going to LSU, and the report says he's on a recruiting trip at the moment and did a group text to his team.
Yeah, I read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read the group text.
I don't know. You know, I was thinking about this. So, obviously, Lincoln Riley has had a lot of success at Oklahoma. They're going to a bowl. Notre Dame could actually end up in the Final Four. They're going to go to a major bowl. Even if they don't end up in the Final Four, they're going to go to another major bowl. And these coaches are getting hundreds of millions of dollars thrown at them. What are they supposed to do? You got to say yes. I mean, if you're Brian Kelly, and he has not said anything bad about Notre Dame, and I don't want to put any words in his mouth, but LSU is like, if you had to rank like the top five football programs and the support that that program receives.
LSU better than Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame's in that conversation.
From facilities to getting kids into school to redshirting kids and to really legitimately having a chance to win a national championship. I mean, Notre Dame it's got a reputation. It's got its reputation, and it's like the Yankees within college football. But LSU, man, they spend so much money. on that football program and
he
the support
Newt
of that program.
Rockne.
Yeah, but it was a little easier to get players into LSU.
But,
isn't it harder to
win with the schedule?
The SEC? Yeah, but you know what? You know how many coaches have gone there and won? Nick Saban won there. Yeah. Ed Ogeron won there. And this guy, he'll win there. He'll definitely win there. I think it's, you know, I also think that whatever frustrations Brian Kelly may have had at Notre Dame about whatever the issues are with the facilities and all that other stuff, he's not going to have to worry about that at LSU.
Wow.
I would
cash,
have thought,
cash.
That's right.
Give me cash.
Just the same reason that, you know, Max Scherzer signed with the Mets is the same reason why he's leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU.
What is it, 10 years?
Yep. And it's the same reason why Luke Fickle is leaving Oklahoma and going to USC. I mean,
Lincoln Riley.
I think Luke Fickle is going to end up leaving Cincinnati and going to Notre Dame because that's what Brian Kelly did.
What about Urban Meyer leaving the Jacksonville Jaguars and going to Notre Dame?
I don't necessarily know that Notre Dame folks want to get involved with him.
I did read one article, speaking of that, that said the Notre Dame people were furious that Brian Kelly was leaving and the LSU people were not thrilled that he was
furious that he's coming. Yeah.
Yes.
Not a good cultural fit is what I read.
Yeah, so we'll see. So that was a big story that broke last night, and I guess he's supposed to have this team meeting with his team around 7 o'clock this morning. So in a little while, I guess it'll then be official. Let's get into the Monday Night Football game because this was a really good finish here. First things first, we hear from Kevin Harlan with the Seahawks down by 8 late.
First down and 10, clock at 25 seconds. Wilson in the gun, make it the 32 of Washington. Shotgun snap, he gets it belt high. Sets in the pocket, moves by the pressure. Long line drive down the middle, caught! Touchdown at the goal line! Caught by Swain! Russell Wilson has just thrown a 32-yard touchdown pass right down the middle!
Wide open.
Unbelievable. It was unbelievable that they ran a cover two, and I go back and look at the play over again. I don't know if somebody slipped and fell. Somebody just blew a coverage. I mean, this is the game-winning play.
A potential game-tying play.
Yeah, not,
or game
not
tying
quite.
Play,
yeah.
Now, the game-tying play was the two-point conversion, which Washington held.
Wilson, right leg, up and down, takes the snap. Plenty of time, surveying, looks over the middle. That is thrown into the end zone and is picked off! Kendall Fuller picked it off, and Washington maintains their lead. Now they just need to survive a kickoff.
Which they almost didn't do. That was Washington radio with that call. Kevin Harlan first, Westwood one on the fan. 17-15 would be the final. Seattle, ironically enough, gets the onside kick, but there was an illegal formation penalty that was called on them. And so they had to redo it, and then Washington did recover. And Seattle got the onside kick, sorry. And then Washington did recover the second time. And so Washington survives. They wind up winning 17-15. Tyler Heinicke threw for 223 yards, a touchdown and a pick. The touchdown pass went to J.D. McKissic, who also had a touchdown run in this game. And how about this stat, too? Washington had the ball for 42 minutes. Seattle just 18 in this game.
17 points in 42 minutes is amazing. And the other thing, too, good for the Jets because they hold on to that number four spot in the draft right now as Seattle is 3-8.
Seattle pick is actually better than the Jets' own pick at this point.
Well, the Jets' own pick is 4, so...
The Jets' own pick is 5.
4 and 5.
The Seattle one is 4, and you still have 4 straight New York football picks, 4, 5, 6, and 7 right now.
Yeah, I was saw a funny tweet by Rich Cimini yesterday saying that the Jets and Giants will control the draft for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure will. Here's Ron Rivera after the victory. Says really loves where this club is headed.
I think we're coming together and being the kind of team that we envisioned. And if we can continue to work and play the way we've played, we give ourselves a chance. And that's all we need is a chance.
They've won a few games in a row. They're 5-6 now. Here's Heinicke. He was asked on their YouTube channel if they can start thinking about the postseason.
No, we never whisper the word playoffs.
Ooh, okay, fair enough. Here's Pete Carroll. His team's in a free fall. That's not good.
The very next chance we get, and go get a win and get going. And I don't expect these guys at any time to do anything but that. I want to keep just stepping forward and keep moving. And battle our way through it. It's been really frustrating, obviously, but just not accepting. We're just going to keep going.
Yeah, he's not.
Pete Carroll to Notre Dame. There you go.
You know what? That the capacity of that stadium down there is 82,000. You know how many they had? They had 52,000 people at that game
in Washington last night.
Yes.
People don't believe.
They can't stand the owner.
Hey, Eddie, can you pull my fader down for a second?
What is he doing? Oh, Jerry's hacking away now. He had to pull the fader down to hack.
I don't have a cough button, so I figure Eddie's the best way to go.
Okay, very good.
Thursday night, the Cowboys play the Saints in New Orleans. No Mike McCarthy on the sideline. He's got COVID, or at least he's on the COVID list. Dan Quinn will serve as the head coach for that game. The Panthers announced that Christian McCaffrey done for the rest of the year with an ankle injury.
Jesus.
Shocker! I know. Dalvin Cook out at least 2 weeks, dislocated shoulder, and I think it's more than that, but that's all they're saying. And Steelers defensive end T.J. Watt placed on the COVID list. So a lot going on in the NFL off the field. You got the Giants in Miami and the Jets taking on the Eagles on Sunday. Here was head coach Eddie. I'm skipping ahead to Tibbs. This was Tom Thibodeau yesterday. So Nets Knicks tonight at Barclays Center, and don't expect to see Kemba Walker anytime soon.
I've got great respect for who Kemba is as a person, number one, and all that he's accomplished in this league. So, but I have to do what I think is best for the team.
And so he's out of the rotation, and this goes to you guys.
It's not like he's coming off the bench. He's out of the rotation
right
for the time being.
Yeah. Really interesting. I know he's been struggling, but wow. I mean, that's really something.
I mean, it's obvious from game one.
Yeah, no, he's shot. The guy's not the same player.
You want him to do well. He's a local kid and come back and a lot of fanfare and all that other stuff, but it just did not fix the main problem that the Knicks have had for 25 years.
I mean, he's basically gone in the opposite direction as Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose had some knee injuries, got into his 30s, found it again, had his legs. He's as spry as I've seen him since, you know, back when he was the MVP, not quite that good, but still pretty damn good after all the injuries. You know, Kemba got into his 30s with his injuries and just hit a brick wall. And it sucks, but that's at least they recognized it and they weren't trying to squeeze something out of him they didn't have in him.
Knicks Nets tonight on the fan. Also, Joe Harris did have ankle surgery or will have ankle surgery. He's out 4 to 8 more weeks. And you got Devils Sharks coming up tonight in the NHL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Money flying everywhere in baseball, and I heard the beginning of the warm-up show today. This is one of those topics that gets Al all fired up, and Jerry and Al go back and forth. This is actually, because you guys were talking about the famous fraud drop, that was part of this argument. That was baseball attendance that you guys were arguing about. And this argument is sort of similar to that, which is that Al sees all this money that gets spent in baseball and says baseball is just, it's all because of the TV and the package deals with cable and people that are paying for the regional sports networks that aren't watching it. And it's just not sustainable. And it's gotten to the point now where it's sickening to see all this money. Now, for me, Steve Cohen, that's an easy one to figure out. Like, Steve Cohen is a skazillionaire. He's got billions and billions of dollars. He is spending the money. He's not making money on the Mets. He spent $2.4 billion buying the Mets. And now he's spending all this money to bring in these players. But a team like the Texas Rangers, I have no idea who owns. Do you know who owns the Texas Rangers?
I don't know.
Is it a billionaire?
I'm sure it is. You know, remember, they built a new stadium down there.
Right.
And they
just Google it.
Spent $500 million on two infielders. They're
right.
Trying to be like the Padres.
Sure.
Padres, I think, have like $800 million in their infield.
Absolutely.
Now, so, I will say this.
Ray Davis and Bob Simpson are the owners of the Texas Rangers. Now, the Texas Rangers, as you mentioned, just spent a whole ton of cash. Now, where's that money coming from? And they built a brand new stadium as well.
Probably part of their regional sports network, and they do have a very good fan base. People love going to their games down there. I'm assuming that they're a part of the net worth of their franchise has probably skyrocketed with that new stadium. And they do other things in that stadium. It's not just baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you say that they have people love going to their games. You're actually right about that. There was a couple of teams that had over 2 million fans last year, and the Texas Rangers were one of them.
They have a good fan base.
Yeah, so the Cardinals were up there, the Dodgers, the Braves, and they the Braves, believe it or not.
Well, the Braves, remember, they moved their new stadium out of downtown Atlanta, moved it up into the suburbs. This is what the Chicago Bears want to do out in Chicago. They want to get out of Soldier Field. It's the smallest field in all of the NFL, and they bought an old racetrack outside of Chicago, and they want to build a whole new stadium and kind of like a Patriot Place and Green Bay Packer Place, all that stuff. They want to do a whole thing for the Bears.
So basically, where you get most of the money from, if you're a baseball team that maybe isn't one of these teams that is selling out every night,
you're going to get it from your regional sports network. You're going to get your money from your national television deals. You're going to get money from your local radio deals. We know how much this station pays the Yankees. We know how much 880
well,
pays
the Mets. That's a drop in a bucket compared to what the Yankees.
But it all adds up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It all adds up, man. It's ticket sales. It's internet streaming sales. It's everything. It's you throw it all in there. And then using the stadiums for other events that are outside what the CBA would call for you to share with the players.
Yeah, but baseball, I think, is at its least popular moment in my lifetime. But yet the money is bigger than ever. And I think that's what sort of Al's argument is. We see this World Series ratings go down and down and down, and the ratings for some of these teams go down and down. It's basically regional. And the sport is as, I don't know what, it's the least popular moment is the best way I can put it in my lifetime.
Well, I can tell you, it's 162 days of entertainment. And maybe even more than that when you start counting in spring training and all the stuff.
Yeah, guess what? We don't care about your baseball memories. No one cares.
See, he gets fired up.
I know.
I was at a game in 1969. No one gives two craps.
Really gets him going. Just tweeting about it yesterday, tweeting about today.
I was trying to tell him. I said, you know, for a guy like Steve Cohen, man, this is you know, this is a vanity play. This is ego. This is, I could run my entire life through the Mets and lose money and write it off on my taxes at a whole nother level that you can't even imagine what goes on, you know? So,
yeah, it's a great story for you. No one cares.
Well, it's a good story for us as Met fans because we care. And the fact that he just spent $254 million.
Yeah, I don't think fans worry about it at all. They just want their guys. They just
the
want
guy.
Players.
But
it's
interesting to me that a guy making $60,000 a year will debate whether Max Scherzer is worth $150 million. That's insane.
Of course not.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy to me is
how much is Apple paying, Tom Hanks to do Finch?
All right, but guess what? Tom Hanks isn't going to show up to a.
By the way, very good. I saw it.
I saw it too. You thought very good?
Yes, for a post-apocalyptic, you know.
Mad Max type of movie.
Like the third actor was a dog who got a credit.
Why is every Tom Hanks movie just Tom Hanks, though?
Because he makes the most money. He's like the Max Scherzer of movie.
That's for another day. Al,
okay, go ahead.
But my point of like comparing to Tom Hanks or Bruce Springsteen, they don't fail when they like you don't show up to a Bruce Springsteen concert and two songs in, he sucks and leaves. That you paid your money to.
I mean, but do you really believe it? And maybe he is competing with other artists out there, but he has a library of hits that you're going to hear him sing, and he's going to give you a great.
Right, it's consistent.
But in athletics, you know, you're playing against other guys that are getting paid as well.
Right, but if you're getting paid $200 million, you should be able to get through a lineup of scrubs, which is what he's going
to
face.
Well, I try to tell you that he's still human. And,
why it doesn't make sense.
How much money he was making when he first started compared to what he's making now? I mean, he has made it through the car wash of his entire season. Like, this is where these baseball players make their money, is late in their careers.
Now, do you think the Mets are going to raise ticket prices because of this?
Doesn't matter. No one's there anyway.
No, but I think people will buy tickets. I do believe that there's going to be more season ticket purchases.
I know, but here's what I know. When I turn the TV on July 27th, there's going to be no one at the stadium.
If they're first place,
as usual,
and it's a weekend, I think you'll have
scattered
around.
I don't understand.
Sprinkled about.
Why you give two craps about any of it? All that matters is that we got one of the best pitchers in the history of baseball. He's in our uniform. And you know what? Come next September, when we're sitting here, hopefully he and Jacob deGrom are leading us to a World Series.
So get lost, loser.
And you know exactly what this place is like when we have a winning baseball, football, basketball, or hockey team. You know what it's like.
I will say that it is frustrating going to a game and paying the $50 to park, the concessions, the ticket price. It's insanity.
Don't go then.
I don't.
No, but you do go. Let's say you do go.
Yeah.
And Max Scherzer sucks in inning number one and he's gone.
Right.
Now what?
You feel like a sucker.
Yeah, sucker.
Yeah,
sucker MCs.
Yeah, that's what I don't go to a lot of games now because it's inconvenient at this point in my life.
So I mean, like, how do you feel about Matthew Stafford? The last three games, he's thrown three pick sixes and they've lost three in a row. And they added Odell Beckham Jr. and Von Miller, and they got money. Well, going out.
And they're off of Val's fraudulent five because of that.
That's fine because they still have millions of people watching.
Yeah, like the top 10 TV shows of the year
are all football.
Yeah, eight of them are football games.
And by the way, I'm a part of number one.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why won't this is
Raiders
all we
Cowboys.
Need.
All right. Nice. Pretty good.
All you need to know about this is Major League Baseball will not allow you to pay them for the app to watch the Mets and Yankees. They will not let you do it.
Yeah, in your blackout areas. You're
blacked out.
Right.
Because they know they're screwing their cable companies who they're all in bed with.
Right, exactly. Like, I can't stream a game somewhere if I am out at a restaurant and I wanted to watch a game, like, underneath the table or something. I can't do that if I'm 10 blocks away from my house.
Or if you just wanted to not have cable, but you love the Mets and you want to pay for the Mets, you
can't do it.
I have my Optimum app and I watch my Rangers wherever I want.
Because you're paying for it.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying for the NHL app. I'm paying throughout the Optimum.
Right.
I could pay for both if I want, or I could pay for ESPN Plus.
Well, this is what we were talking about with that dispute with MSG and how they were saying, wait a second, we don't have that many people that are interested in this, and this is the amount of money that you want.
Then drop it.
Yeah, right.
But that's up for the cable company to drop it.
Yeah.
And then you as a consumer have got to go somewhere else to find it.
Right, is what's happening.
I know
around the world
and in the future.
So Gunnar's up in New Hampshire, and he cut the cord.
He's a cord cutter,
and like he was telling me yesterday, he goes, he loves ESPN Plus. He goes, it's the best thing that ESPN's ever done. According to him, anyway, because he's a huge ESPN guy and loves game day and all that other stuff, and he loves to watch his hockey. So he's very happy with ESPN Plus. But, he's buying that specifically, and this way he doesn't have to buy it through the cable company, I mean, there's 9 million different ways that you can do this.
But not with the regional sports networks. There's not 9 million different ways. There isn't.
I mean, if that went away, it would significantly hurt the finances of baseball.
Yes, 100% it would. Yeah.
I mean, that's where a lot of this money is coming from. There's so many markets that are dead markets. And especially now with revenue sharing, and there's teams like the Pirates that just pocket the revenue sharing money, pocket the regional sports network money, and don't put a competitive team on the field.
Yeah, and you want to know something? They're happy that they're not. It's kind of a double-edged sword. So, all right, so you just paid Max Scherzer $130 million for 3 years. You just went over the luxury tax cap threshold, which means we're getting more money.
Yeah, of course. But what are they doing with
that?
So
they're unhappy that he paid the player, but and on the other side of it, they're very happy because he's over the luxury tax threshold and they're going to receive money from that.
I mean, how many teams, though, are just non-competitive with their payrolls that are taking that money?
I don't know. I think the Rays stand.
But they're the outlier.
I know, but they show you that you can do it if you do it the right way.
Yeah, but there's more teams like the Pirates and the Orioles than there are the Rays. There are. There's more teams that are bad every single year and don't spend any sort of money and just take the money that they get because it's a business as opposed to investing in the team.
Well, just be thankful that you're not one of their fans.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you could be a Yankee fan and the Yankee, think about the Yankees. It's not just a baseball team. It's the brand.
Sure.
As well. And as a brand, this is one of the top five brands worldwide. in the sports arena.
Yeah. I also think that it's really, it's hilarious that we're sitting here, you know, celebrating and everybody's going nuts over baseball and there's going to be a lockout. I mean, and that lockout might continue into the regular season. Like, we all have sort of, you keep saying that we forget about Robinson Cano. We're just talking about this lockout like willy-nilly.
No, I'm not forgetting about that.
I mean, my goodness. Especially, there could be games missed.
Especially with who the Major League Baseball Players Association hired to do their negotiating.
This could drag on and on and on and on. And then what? Then all the fans are all fired up about baseball this year because you sign this guy, you sign that guy, you're going to be turned off and say, screw this, I'm never going to go to a game again.
So they hire a lawyer whose job is to defend and fight for the players. And if he doesn't improve what the players want them to improve on, then he's not worth the money that they're giving him to do the job.
Sure.
So he is basically going to be what they would call a fly in the ointment no matter what the situation is.
100%. And we've seen in the past, nobody fights like the MLB Players Union.
They've hired what I would call a top gun in this arena that's going to be very serious. And Manfred and his guys are, you know, Manfred is a labor lawyer. That's what his background is. Yeah, he's not a baseball guy, he's a labor lawyer.
Right, that's why he's here.
And this is the most important part of Rob Manfred's job right now is this CBA.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.